David Holmes, Exhibition and Museum Reel. Welcome to the Wingrave Room and to the huge, winged and human-headed bulls which stand over 10 tons of black basalt. Glossy and sinister, they are overpowering in their brutal strength. They, and nearly all the Assyrian carved and sculpted reliefs in the gallery behind them, were pried from their foundations by crowbars, hauled by ropes till they toppled onto specially built platforms, moved on rollers across miles of desert under a burning sun, winched aboard the ship and brought down the Persian Gulf to Bombay. Welcome to Froglife Scotland's Toad Tunnel Experience. So sit tight, because the traffic lights are coming, and this one's green for go. This is the human world. There are boundaries to toads in urban areas of Scotland, such as Falkirk and Stirling. This is a world in which toads stand lost. Red traffic lights shine. We think Scotland's nature deserves a green light. What do you think? Romanesque architectural fragments show that St. Bride's Church was built on the site of an earlier building, probably dating to the 1100s. Much of the church we see today was built in the 1300s. This was the Parish Church of Douglas. The good Sir James of Douglas was close friends with Robert the Bruce and is said to have slaughtered English troops inside the church in 1307. Thanks to James' alignment with Bruce, the Black Douglases rose to become one of Scotland's most powerful noble families of the day. When Sir James died in 1330, his son, Archibald the Grim, 3rd Earl of Douglas, modified the church to accommodate his tomb. Sir James' tomb is the first of three elaborate canopied tombs to be found in the church. Its effigy depicts a knight drawing a sword with his head on a pillow and his feet resting on an animal. The second tomb belongs to Archibald, 5th Earl and 2nd Duke of Tourraine, who died in 1439. He's depicted wearing robes of state and a ducal coronet on his head, and his feet rest on a lion. The tomb chest below has carved figures, probably representing his family. The third tomb is that of James the Gross, 7th Earl, who died in 1443. And his wife Beatrice Sinclair, who died at some point before 1463. This is a rare double effigy, with the Earl in armour and his wife in a flowing robe. Both have their hands clasped in prayer.